Desert Island Discs.
Where do you come from? I come from London. How early in life did you become fascinated by the theatre?
Well, when I was very young, my father used to take me regularly to the music hall on a Saturday night. Mm. And my mother used to take me to musical shows a great deal. So it started very early.
Yes. You decided while you were still at school that you
wanted
to be an
actor. Oh, yes, indeed, yes, yes.
When you left school, did you go straight into the theatre?
No, I took a job as a journalist on a trade journal. Mm. Which I did that for about 12 months. And I used to write editorials about technical subjects I didn't know about. And I got very bored and didn't like what I was doing at all.
So?
So I took a job, a sort of back door into a very difficult profession to get into. My first job was teaching a bunch of children in a tour of a play called No Room at the Inn.
Oh, yes. Teaching them the 3 hours?
Yes. Mm. I used to do this in the mornings and act as assistant stage manager in the evenings.
Yes.
And this lasted for several weeks until, in one town, the local education officer told me that they didn't teach children like that anymore. And that was the end of my job. But they kept me on in the company as I was promoted to stage manager, and then I went on to playing parts, mm-hmm. And that was the beginning.
What happened when the tour of No Room at the Inn came off the road?
Well, fairly sort of conventional young actor's life. I went to a series of reps and tours, and I did one-night stands, and I even had a period as an actor-manager.
Did you well?
Well, I did a series of one-night stands in a beat-up old lorry, and then I had a company at Hailing Island and another one at Ilfracombe. Lost a great deal of money.
Oh, dear. When did you write your first play?
I was about 18, just 18, yes.
You were already in the theatre then?
I started just before I went into the theatre and finished it when I was in the dressing room in the evenings.
Was it produced?
Yes, it was produced at Huddersfield.
How many plays did you write before you achieved your big success with Look Back in Anger?
Four or five.
Produced again?
Well, two, including the first one.
Yes. Had Look Back in Anger been turned down by many managements before it was accepted at the Royal Court?
Nearly all of them, I should say. And all the leading agents were as well.
Yeah. Was that play written in anger? I mean, did you write it with some of the same feeling of frustration that your principal character had?
Well, I think it's impossible to write anything without a certain degree of objectivity and make it so that it makes any sense.
Mm.
These sort of questions usually imply a lack of regard for form, which is a pretty common ailment these days,
yes.
I think.
But it wasn't, as so many people have said in print, it wasn't in any sense an autobiographical play.
No, not a bit. I mean, it's so easy to over-personalise these things.
Good. Did you write it with the intention of playing the part yourself?
Never.
Well, Look Back in Anger was a great success. The next play was The Entertainer, which Sir Laurence Olivier played. Did he commission that play?
No. I saw him one day with Arthur Miller, and he said to me, as I thought jokingly, he said, are you working? And I said, yes. He said, is there a part in it for me? And I didn't think he meant it seriously. And then, when I was nearly finishing the play, George Devine rang me up one day and said, Larry wants to know whether he can see the play. And I sent it along to him, and he wanted to do it immediately.
Mm-hmm. And you had another success. Well, both these plays have been pretty well all over the world, haven't they? They were both very successful in the United States.
Oh, yes, particularly in Europe. I suppose they've been translated into just about every European language there is,
mm-hmm.
In front of and behind the Iron Curtain, in places that I didn't even know had a theatre.
Mr. Osborne, what are you up to at the moment? What's on the stocks?
Well, I'm casting a musical which I've written, the book and lyrics.
Yes.
It's called The World of Paul Slickey. The music is by a young man called Christopher Whelan. The settings are by Hugh Casson, and the choreography is by Kenneth McMillan.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a newspaper columnist called Paul Slickey, and I hope it's very funny.
When are you hoping to get going with it?
In March.
You've also been producing the film version of Look Back in Anger.
Yes, that was finished several weeks ago. It's now being cut.
Mm-hmm. There's no acting among your plans. Does that worry you?
Well, it worries me to the extent that life is a little less cheerful when I'm not acting. I have no illusions about myself as an actor, but I find it a great relaxation, and when one is an actor, you have a sense of being one of a group, and you're not on your own as you are when you just sit at a desk and write all day.
Mm-hmm. A more general question, what do you think are the prospects for the future of the theatre? We know the West End's all right, there'll always be a theatre there, but what about the provinces and suburbs where theatres have been closing down?
Well, I don't think the situation will get any worse than it has already. I mean, there are probably almost as many reps as there ever were.
Yeah.
And as for the touring theatres, I would have said that television once again has done quite a service in probably inducing people to see plays who never would have gone to a theatre before. Mm-hmm. They've got, probably has gotten used to seeing plays.
So you think the prospects are hopeful?
I think it's quite cheerful, yes.